Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished but Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. Now, before we start, I should warn you, today's episode might sting a little. But don't worry, it's the good kind of sting. Like antiseptic on a wound you didn't know you had. Because this one's called, I'm Not Mad, I'm Convicted. Probably. You ever notice how Christians, and I say this with love, have become masters at pretending conviction is offense? Someone preaches truth and suddenly half the room's like, I just didn't like their tone. Sis, the tone isn't your problem. It's your toes. They're stepped on. We live in a world where being corrected feels like being canceled. But correction isn't cruelty. It's care. God loves you too much to let you keep walking around with spinach in your spiritual teeth. Conviction isn't judgment, it's a mirror. And the Holy Spirit's the one holding it up saying, sweetheart, you might want to fix that before you post another inspirational quote. See, conviction doesn't come for your dignity. It comes for your delusion. And I'll be real with you. I didn't always understand that when I first became a Christian. I thought conviction was punishment. Like, if I felt uncomfortable after reading scripture, that meant God was disappointed in me. I'd spiral like, oh no, I'm probably the worst believer since Judas. But the more I grew, the more I realized conviction is proof that God hasn't given up on me. If he's still pointing things out, it means he's still polishing. The truth is, the Holy Spirit doesn't nag. He nudges. And sometimes that nudge feels like a punch because our pride doesn't want to move. We'd rather spiritualize our stubbornness than admit we're wrong. You know how we do. Well, God's still working on me. Sure, but are you letting him? Or are you just using that phrase to excuse what you refuse to surrender? Conviction isn't the villain. It's the bodyguard that keeps your soul from wandering into traffic. But we've become allergic to it. We've replaced conviction with, that's not my truth. Girl, you don't get your own truth. You get your own feelings. Truth belongs to Jesus, and he doesn't negotiate rental agreements. Now, I know what you're thinking, but conviction feels bad. Yeah, growth does. Ask any gym membership that expired after two visits. Growth hurts because it stretches what comfort made small. But spiritual maturity means you stop flinching at the stretch. You start recognizing the ache of conviction as a sign that you're not spiritually dead. When you're numb, you don't feel conviction at all. And that's the scariest place to be. When the Holy Spirit stops whispering, it's not because he's quiet. It's because you've turned him out. Conviction is the holy reminder that he's still in the room, still working, still caring enough to confront you. We confuse conviction with condemnation all the time, and that's how the enemy wins. Condemnation says, you're worthless. Conviction says, you're better than this. Condemnation chains you up. Conviction hands you the key. The devil will guilt trip you for your failure. Jesus will invite you to start fresh. Same voice of discomfort, two totally different fathers. You ever read something in the Bible and immediately want to argue with it? That's conviction at work. Like the verse that says, do everything without complaining or arguing. And you're like, okay, but have you met my coworker, Lord? Or when it says, love your enemies, and suddenly you're trying to negotiate the definition of enemy, like a lawyer with a grudge. Conviction doesn't make excuses. It makes exits. It gives you a way out before your sin becomes your story. But you've got to listen for it, because conviction doesn't scream, it sighs. It shows up in the quiet right after you post something petty or gossip under the disguise of sharing a prayer request. Conviction doesn't call you out. It calls you up. I used to think conviction meant God was mad at me. Now I know it's the opposite. Conviction is God saying, hey, I care too much to let this slide. He disciplines those he loves, not those he's done with. You're not being scolded, you're being saved. And can I be real? The only people who hate conviction are the ones who've mistaken comfort for Christianity. If your version of faith never challenges you, it's not Jesus. It's just therapy with a halo. Conviction doesn't fit well in a generation addicted to validation. We want a God who complements our chaos, not one who cleans it. But the real Jesus didn't come to coddle your feelings. He came to crucify your flesh. That's why conviction hurts. It's the sound of your ego losing oxygen. But when you stop fighting it, something beautiful happens. Peace, freedom, clarity. Conviction doesn't shrink you. It refines you. Like fire purifying gold, it burns off what was never supposed to stay. So if you've been feeling uncomfortable lately, if sermons have started hitting too close to home, if scripture feels like it's subtweeting you personally, congratulations. You're not offended. You're being transformed. You're in the middle of the holy makeover nobody asked for, but everybody needs. So you ever notice how we'll ask God to change us and then complain when he actually does? Lord, make me more like you. And then the moment he removes a bad habit, a toxic friend, or a comfort zone, we're like, wait, not like that. That's conviction, not cruelty. It's God saying, you said you wanted growth. I'm just taking you at your word. Conviction is divine accountability. It's the moment the Holy Spirit taps you on the shoulder and says, we've been here before, remember? Let's not do this again. And honestly, we need that voice. Because left to ourselves, we'd justify anything. We'd baptize bad behavior in nice Christian language. I'm not gossiping, I'm just venting. I'm not being judgmental, I'm discerning. I'm not avoiding responsibility, I'm waiting on the Lord. Sure, Jan. Conviction reminds us that grace doesn't mean passivity. It's not just God saying, I forgive you. It's him saying, now, let's fix this. That's love. Love that corrects. Love that interrupts. Love that refuses to let you settle for less than holy. But here's the deal. Conviction is wasted without humility. You can't receive correction if you're too busy explaining why you don't need it. Pride will always interpret conviction as attack. Humility sees it as an invitation. That's why the proud grow bitter while the humble grow better. Conviction's not about shame, it's about shaping. It's God saying, "You're mine, and I'm not done yet." Every time He convicts you, He's chiseling away at something that doesn't look like Jesus. And yes, sometimes that's a whole attitude, a habit, a relationship, or your tendency to clap back on social media. But the result is always worth it. The goal of conviction isn't guilt. It's grace that leads to growth. Because once conviction does its work, repentance feels like relief. It's that deep breath after holding in your pride for too long. It's the freedom that says, "I don't have to keep pretending." And maybe you're listening right now thinking, "But I mess up too much." Good news. Conviction is the evidence that grace still has your address. The enemy condemns you to push you away from God. The Spirit convicts you to pull you closer. You're not disqualified. You're being developed. Conviction is holy discomfort that leads to healing. It's not fun, but it's fruitful. And if you stay tender to it, if you keep your heart soft enough to feel that sting, you'll find yourself changing in ways you didn't even realize were possible. Because conviction is how heaven says, "I'm not giving up on you." So, maybe you're not mad. Maybe you're just convicted. Probably. So hey friend, before you go, remember this. Conviction isn't God shaming you. It's God shaping you. It's not rejection. It's redirection. The next time you feel that holy nudge, lean into it. Let it grow you instead of hardening you. You're not a failure for feeling convicted. You're proof that grace is still doing its job. If you love this episode, come hang out with me at katherineschaefer.com. There's a newsletter waiting for you full of unfiltered faith, messy grace, and maybe a little bit of caffeine-fueled conviction. Until next time, keep your heart soft, your humor sharp, and your pride on a leash. You're not mad. You're maturing.